Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDRTV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends at the Adam Fry Classic as well. This is a very special interview. We now head to Mattown, USA, where we find John Trimbetti struggling just a little bit with some allergies. John, how's it going, bud?
It's going pretty good, except for my allergies.
You sound all stuffed up. Coming out of Jersey, coming back to PA, all that fresh air has just got to knock you on your butt.
Yeah, I mean, I went back to Jersey, and allergies started kicking in there, and then I came back here, and I was feeling a little better, and now allergies are back. I mean, it must be humid or something out, but hopefully it clears up, you know, next day or so.
A little change for you. You got a new head coach there. You've got some great assistants around you. What's the attitude like at Lock Haven right now?
Right now, we're getting into camp straight. We actually are running a little kids camp as we speak. so that's going on. That's pretty fun, you know, watch the little guys roll around. But right now the mentality is we practice at least once a day. Everybody's starting to come back. The team's starting to come together again. And I guess the next week or so, the whole team should be up here, and we should be getting ready to strap again.
You like working with the little kids, but taking you back to first grade, there was a 40-second match that started your career, ended in a cement job. Is one of your goals to help these little guys understand that not to get caught in that cement job and to keep them off their backs?
Yeah, definitely. We're teaching them all different, you know, kinds of defenses, especially defense to cement jobs, you know, brings back old memories for me.
Yeah. But, what'd you tell your
dad? Work with little guys.
Do you remember what you told your dad after that first match?
I told him I wanted to be the guy to throw him to his back the next time. You know, be the guy to win and pin the guy.
I love it. And this year you're going to be a redshirt junior wrestling for Coach Robbie Waller. And, of course, Lock Haven. What a storied program that is. This July 17th, you're going to be joining Josh Lieben and a bunch of your fellow wrestlers at Ryder back in New Jersey. Maybe by then your allergies will clear up just a little bit. But
yeah, they better. You know, I got to be in good shape. That was a tough competitor.
Why do I got to believe? I got to believe you're always in good shape. Allergies aside, I think you're probably always just a minute.
A little past it. It won't be a problem, but.
John Trimbetti, he's talking a little bit about this Adam Fry Classic. Now, why the Adam Fry Classic? Why have you chosen to compete in this? What does Adam's memory mean to you?
I mean, I grew up wrestling around Adam and, you know, grew up wrestling and know his family. And, I mean, you know, I'd always watch him and admire, you know. He'd always be, you know, around the same age as me, a little bit older. But I'd always watch him, you know, bad side, and be like, wow, this kid is, you know, something else. He's going to be an amazing competitor. And he grew up, and, you know, we worked out at Blair, you know, the summer a lot. And, you know, I really, you know, got to know Adam and really know what kind of special person he was. And, I mean, I just admired his wrestling. And once we started to get to know him, you know, we ran the PA cadet and junior we were part of the Greco and freestyle coaching staff. And, you know, we really got to hang out with each other for, you know, a couple weeks when he was pretty sick. And that really meant a lot to me to really, you know, have some one-on-one time, you know, to get to see him again, you know, before he passed away.
If you think about the money that's being raised in his honor, in his name, and it's by those that he loves so much, his fellow competitors, those that were on his team, those that wrestled against him, those that wrestled around him, of which you are one. It's a pretty special opportunity to be able to pay him back for those brief moments, those brief glimpses into the special guy that was Adam Fry, correct?
Yes, it was. You know, he was all around a great kid, on and off the mat, you know, a nice, polite kid. You know, tough as nails on the mat, you know. But, you know, he was the type of kid who would give you the shirt, you know, on his back. you know, if you needed it, you know, he was a great friend.
Problem is, that shirt would never have fit me. He still would have given it to me, but it never fit because he was so small. You know, he's a very small child. He was so quick.
Yeah.
So quick. He's also
so fat
very
and strong.
Oh, strong. What are you kidding me? What about
strong.
What about his sense of humor? What about his
yeah.
sense of humor?
Crazy, you know? He was all around, you know? He was a total package.
Yeah, you didn't want to get your hands anywhere near food if he was eating dinner. Because you might lose a finger
no
or
way.
A hand. Yeah, it's just...
One thing he was telling me that, you know, he was like, well, you know, I get to eat as much as I want, you know? And I'm like, wow, you know, I wonder how it feels. You know, but one day, I'll get that feeling too, you know?
Yeah. We're talking with John Trombetti. He will be wrestling in the second annual Adam Fry Classic to be held at Rider University. July 17th, the event sponsored in part by our friends at Worldwide Sports Supply. This is an opportunity for the wrestling community to pay back. By the way, you can go online now and order your tickets. I'm going to invite you to do so. Check out that opportunity to do so. If you can, there's a special discount available if you order in advance, okay? The reason they're doing this is to initiate a full house. In other words, to guarantee that a full house will be there. We talked to Adam Caruso earlier, who will be heading to Rutgers. We have a lot of other interviews to do as well to kind of get a sense as to why this lineup is as star-studded as it is. One of those stars is talking to us now, John Trombetti. And, John, how supportive is your coach? Robbie Wall.
Oh, he's fully on board with it. You know, he's excited. My teammate, our 197 pounder, Harry Turner, is actually wrestling in it with me. So, and he knew Adam. So, we have two guys from Lock Haven actually supporting, you know, the whole benefit and wrestling in it. And, we're both excited. He's actually, out in the camp in Pittsburgh for Mr. Waller right now, so.
Yeah, Mr. Waller is right, man. I tell you what, Robbie Waller's dad, are you kidding me? That guy? Is that what you guys say in New Jersey? That guy? This guy? What?
Guy. Yeah. That guy.
That guy. Yeah. He's the man. He is the man.
He is the man.
Second annual Adam Fry Classic. Rider University is generous enough to donate the property, the gym, to make available some interesting opportunities for clinics, for example, okay? You take a look at some of the clinicians that will be in attendance that day, and it's kind of a who's who, really. If you think about Jeff Buxton, Zach Tonelli, Mark McKnight, Ray Brinzer, Brendan Byrne, I can't hardly stand it. You know, I knew that there was an opportunity for me to be there. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to be able to make it to watch Corey Cooperman and Johnny Clark and Troy Nickerson and Kurt Backus, Brendan Byrne, Jason Nace, all these guys that are willing to give of their time, you know. And I get to see some pretty good wrestling, too. You know, it's really very cool. What would you like to tell the fans of wrestling, John, in an effort to get this place sold out? What do you want to tell the people?
If you want to watch, you know, great match, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to support a great, you know, benefit and a great cause. I know I have a lot of, you know, family members coming out, you know, support great wrestling, great clinic, you know, great hospitality. Josh Lieben's doing a great job this year, doing all, you know, we're getting all gear, and there's going to be a barbecue, there's going to be events, raffles. I mean, it's going to be a great event and a great cause, so I hope everybody can make it.
There you go. That's Trombetti spouting off, trumpeting, if you will. His desire to have each and every one of you guys there. If you haven't seen the new Adam Fry singlet by Worldwide, you need to see it. It is ultimately very cool. Hopefully, I will have mine in my possession to have you guys sign it so I can get it framed up and hanging on the wall here in my media room, because that would be a very special edition indeed. John, we want you to sign that for us. And maybe, you know what, maybe I'll hang on to it for a year and then I'll put it back into the auction. I think that might be what I'll do. I think that'd be cool. Trombetti, I'm looking forward to watching you wrestle. You better be working hard this summer, brother. I'm looking forward to seeing you July 17th.
I am.
Don't make
Thank
me come
you.
After you. Do not make me come after you, because Waller gives me everybody's phone numbers, addresses, the whole bit.
Well, that's not good, but.
John Trombetti, thank you so much for taking the opportunity.
Thank you.
Don't hang up.
Good talking with you.
Don't hang up. We'll look forward to watching you in the fall as well, competing for Lock Haven. For all of us at TDR TV, for InterMattWrestle.com, for our friends at the Adam Fry Classic, thank you so very much for listening. This is Scott Casper, a very special interview with John Trombetti. He'll be wrestling July 17th in the Adam Fry Classic.